The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. James Brown, and good morning. Thanks for having me on the Pensacola Expert panel this morning, PJ.
Absolutely. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. Dr. Ben McMillan is our guest today from Neil Clinic.
Yeah. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan, like PJ was saying, and I am a chiropractor, and I own Neil Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. If you don't know where we are, we're located on Creighton Road. We're right across the street from that Walmart on 9th and Creighton. And today I want to talk about a subject that, you know, I feel like a lot of people assume or will kind of understand, but very few people are really going to understand the long-term consequences of. And it's something that I kind of came up with the term, the silent strain. And it's really just about how, like, our modern lifestyles are really contributing to our neck and our back pains. You know, that's a big question that I get from a lot of my patients is, I've got this neck pain or this back pain or this pain coming down my leg. How did this thing happen? Like, what is causing this? So I wanted to go through a few of those causes today. And a lot of this stuff really happens through our daily habits. Things like sitting at a desk for a long time, right? For your job, using smartphones, people that have long commutes or travel frequently for work. All these things are big contributors to increasing neck and back pain. And that's why I call it the silent strain, right? Because we've all heard of like a muscle strain or a ligament sprain where you roll your ankle, you stepped off the curb wrong, you step in a hole in the yard, and we sprain our ankle, right? That's something that we can like immediately attribute it to. We try and pick something up a little too heavy for us. You know, those are easy to identify. How did I hurt my back? But it's the ones that like, hey, this is just getting worse and worse. I haven't done anything different. I've been doing the same job for years. Why does my back hurt all of a sudden? And that's why I call it the silent strain, because it's this buildup over time of these repetitive postures and behaviors that we're doing that are really the culprit for some of these things. And when you have that condition where this is just slowly getting a little worse and a little worse, that can become significantly worse after you have one of those acute injuries, after you have that fall, or after you are in a car accident, or even lifting something the wrong way, can make that little ache extremely uncomfortable. And it doesn't even have to be anything big. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've seen in the clinic that they said, all I did was stand up out of the chair or get up out of my couch, and I couldn't stand up straight. My back just locked up, my muscles seized up, and they walk in hunched over and into the clinic. And they say, you know, I've done this 1,000 times. Again, how did this happen? So we're going to discuss that for a little bit today. And I want to get through a few practical tips that you can do today to stop this cycle and alleviate some of those aches and pains. And I also want to explain when it's time to go see your chiropractor and really how they can help. But if you're tuned in and listening with us this morning and you've got a question you've always wanted an answer to and you've just never been to a chiropractor, you've been too nervous to ask, I've got some great news for you. I want you to text those questions into PJ and I. What's the number they can send those into?
850-437-1620.
Yeah, if you get any of those questions in, I'll talk about what you guys are curious about. I always love it when the listeners engage with us. That's always fun for me. So If you're out there, wait till you stop driving or pull over and text us in those questions. Don't do it driving. Pay attention. But send those in, and I'll get to as many of those questions as I can this morning. Okay. So let's start with a big one that a lot of us probably do. Spending hours a day sitting at a desk, oftentimes with poor posture. And, you know, we probably, again, all know this, but what do I mean by poor posture? I'm talking about that shoulders are kind of rounded forward. Your mid and lower back are excessively curved in that slouched position. Our head's not back over our shoulders, where our ears are in line with our shoulders. Your head's kind of leaned forward so we can see that computer screen a little better. That's the posture that I'm going to be referring to when I talk about bad posture, poor posture. And it's funny, in the clinic, when I even start to talk about posture, everybody sits up a little straighter. They scoop back in their chair. We all know those positions that we should be in. You know, it's not a secret that posture will, you know, attribute to some of these things, but we just forget over the course of the day, and that adds up over years. Because prolonged periods in that position, like spending hours like that every day, 5 days a week, if not more, that can really build up over time. And again, those symptoms can be compounded after you have some sort of acute injury. If you're in an auto accident, even minor collisions, and you've got these already building up strains in your neck where the muscles are weak because you're not holding your head back where it should. It's forward, your shoulders are rounded forward. Then you have that auto accident. Those symptoms are going to be much worse than if you had been doing these things that I'm going to tell you how to do later this whole time. Okay, so people that have been, you know, working at those desks, and it's not even just desk work, hobbies, activities like household tasks, right? We all have to wash dishes. We all have to vacuum, and hobbies like reading, sewing, anything like that. I have patients that, you know, they read, they love reading, and they'll sit down and they'll read a book in on a Saturday afternoon for hours at a time. But if you're in some weird position, you know, if you have your feet tucked up under you and you sit kind of slanted to one side, yeah, you're causing these imbalances in the muscles and in the joints in your spine. And over time, these habits can cause discomfort and chronic pain. And as a chiropractor, those are the sorts of conditions that I absolutely treat every single day. And what do we do to treat these? At the Neil Clinic, I'm a firm believer in providing evidence-based care and making sure that these are personalized for your condition and your case, because not every patient with neck pain or with back pain is the same, right? PJ, we wouldn't treat your grandmother the same way we would treat your granddaughter. I mean, those are two different cases. Yeah, maybe they both have neck pain, but maybe hers is from, your granddaughter would be from, you know, school and just sitting and having to read or study too much, whereas your grandmother's pain is going to be from years of arthritic change building up. Again, both neck pain, but we need to treat those cases significantly different. Some patients are going to prefer manual manipulations, right? That's what we typically think of when we hear about a chiropractor. We see it on YouTube or TikTok, right? Where we're bending, twisting, and popping your back or your neck. And we'll oftentimes incorporate massage therapy as well, which in combination, those two provide incredible relief of some of these symptoms. And then I'll start to teach you several stretches and exercises to incorporate into a daily routine to prevent this from happening over and over again. You know, people get a little nervous when I start talking about stretching and exercising. I'm not talking about turning you into Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's not that's not my goal, right? If that's your goal, great. We can work around that framework, but that's not the majority of my patients. The majority of my patients don't have enough time to do that stuff. I'm not going to make you go join a gym. I'm not going to make you buy any fancy equipment. I need 10 or 15 minutes a day for you to do some of these stretches. Again, this is going to take years to build up, and we're not going to undo years of this in, you know, two adjustments and 30 seconds of stretching twice a day, you know, for a week. That's just not the way this works. But if we can slowly start to add some of these things in, and you can carve out 5 minutes a week or 10 minutes, you know, a day, that's just the way to start these things, to build it up where this doesn't just become this recurring cycle of more pain, more headaches. And it will get worse over time. It's not an if, it's a when, because this is a degenerative cycle that if you don't do something about, it just gets worse and worse and worse. What you got, PJ?
I was going to say, and actually movement, instead of maybe calling it exercise, you can call it movement and say movement promotes healing, right?
It does. Yeah. Motion is lotion. That's what our bodies are designed to do. If all you do is lay around all day, our body says, all right, we're done here. Time to start shutting things down. We're not moving. The joints are going to lock up. The muscles start to deteriorate. I mean, yeah, the more we can move, the better. Now, the key there is the right movements at the right time. Mm-hmm. Because if you're just auto accident, I see this a lot with people that have been in auto accidents. They get these aches and pains and they say, oh my God, my neck is killing me now. Let me just Google neck pain exercises. Sure, those exercises are probably great for the person that's doing them for their neck pain. If you've got a whiplash injury, there's some exercises for your neck that are going to make it significantly worse. That's kind of the problem with the Dr. Google, is they're not actually assessing you. They're just spitting out, hey, here's some exercises for your neck. And again, some of them may be good. All of them are definitely not.
So we do have a question for you as well.
All right, what'd they say?
The question is, do you work on fingers? They have trigger finger.
Trigger finger, yeah. So that's another common misconception with chiropractors. You know, a lot of times when we hear chiropractor, we think neck pain, back pain. We actually can treat any of the joints in your body, knee pain. I have a ton of patients that get great relief from our class 4 laser therapy on their knees. These are patients that a lot of times have been told, hey, you've got some arthritis in your knee. You don't need a knee replacement. And they're kind of left in this, you know, gray area. Well, what do I do? That's where this patient education really comes in handy. And utilizing something like our class 4 laser on exactly like this fingers, trigger finger, to help reduce inflammation and speed up some of the healing in those ligaments that are locking up is a great way to start. I mean, the other, you know, alternatives to some of the laser therapy or some of the adjustments for that condition are going to be injections or surgical procedures. But you really shouldn't have too many of those steroid injections over time, because we know it's going to degenerate some of the joints. And again, the surgical procedures, they're painful. There's a recovery time. They're expensive. And, you know, it's not the first line of care. It's not the first thing you should do is always say, okay, I've got neck pain. Let's go see a surgeon. And there are absolutely conditions that I need to refer you for surgery, and that's the best solution for you. But that oftentimes, and even good surgeons will tell you, that should not be the first line of defense. But if you go see a surgeon with neck pain, they're going to offer you some help most of the time. And if you're a hammer, everything in the room's a nail. And if you go see a surgeon, their treatment options are often surgical. You know, and at the Neal Clinic, I also offer an alternative to that traditional manual style of adjusting. It's something called the Activator. It's a handheld spring-loaded tool that's very safe, very gentle, and very effective at treating those joint dysfunctions. What this is it the surface area that we're going to apply the thrust through with the activator is it's about slightly larger than the eraser on a pencil, maybe about the size of your fingertip. And with that, it's much less surface area that we're applying that force through when we try to manipulate the joint compared to the surface area of my hand. So when I'm using a less force with a smaller surface area, it's going to feel more comfortable for you. I don't have to bend your neck or twist you in a pretzel to adjust your lower back to get your joints aligned where I can use my hands to adjust them. All you do is lie face down straight, you're flat, the muscles relax, so they're not fighting the adjustments because you're not worried about that popping and twisting and cracking of your neck. I mean, again, I can't tell you how many people I've met their very first chiropractor appointment, they've never been before, and they're very hesitant. They're kind of scared. They say, I've got this neck pain. I've had it for a while. My headaches are getting worse and worse, but I've just been so nervous to go to a chiropractor because I'm scared of getting my neck popped. And the relief on their face when I say, hey, this is an alternative method to provide relief for you, that we don't have to twist and pop your neck. We can use this tool and these therapies, like that laser therapy I was telling you about, to treat their conditions. The relief is just instant. They say, oh my God, thank God there's another, I'd never heard of this. That's why I love coming on here and doing these shows. It's a good opportunity for people with trigger finger, with these different conditions that aren't sure if it's a chiropractic issue or not, to really determine, hey, this is something that I should try. And that's why I enjoy doing those consultations with the patients, where we block out a significant amount of time for me to sit down with you and go through your medical history. How did this start? How is it progressing? What have you tried so far? Have you been to chiropractors in the past? Is this your first time? Have you had, you know, surgical procedures on this a few times? You know, I've had treat patients that have had 2, 3, 4 back surgeries, but were able to use that activator on their back or their neck because I can make sure and stay away from those areas that have been fused by a surgeon, where now those fusions are designed to make sure that there's no joint movement there. So with that traditional manual adjustment, they're not good candidates for that. But those people often have back pain because those levels right above and right below those fusions are now susceptible to more strain because they still need to move, but all that movement from the fusion levels is going to be placed directly above and below those areas. All right, so let's get back to talking about what you can do to avoid these, you know, that poor posture. Like, what can you do today at your desk? One way to prevent back and neck pain from prolonged sitting is making sure that your desk setup is proper and in a good position, right? I'm pretty tall. I'm taller than a lot of the employees at my clinic. And, you know, we need to have our chairs and our monitors at different heights because, again, if my monitor's way down, I have to bend my head down and forward as opposed to looking straight ahead. if that chair is up really, really high and our feet aren't on the ground, again, that's not a good position to be in all day. That chair should support your lower back. You should feel some pressure into your lower back. Don't sit at the edge of the chair. Sit back. That's why a lot of these chairs have a lumbar support. If your chair doesn't have a lumbar support, you know, you can put a small pillow behind your back. You can get something called a mesh lumbar support off Amazon for $10. These things are little elastic tools that just slip behind your chair and will help support your lower back over the day. I want you to make sure that your feet are flat on the floor and your knees are bent at a 90-degree angle. Again, if that chair is too low for me and my knees are up really high over my hips, I'm going to get some knee pain. It's not going to be a good curve in my lower back if I do that. That monitor height needs to be eye level so that you don't have to tilt your head down or hunch forward to see it. You know, make sure it's close enough to you. They've got all sorts of different options to bring those monitors up forward to you. They mount on the back of the desks. Pretty much any desk now will have some sort of option for that. The people that use dual monitors, make sure your primary screen is the one that's directly in front of you. You know, don't continuously look right because you do 80% of your work on the screen on the right and the one right in front of you, you don't use that much. Switch those around. If you're having to constantly look down and read papers, get something that like a little book stand that will bring the paper up so you're not looking down, you're looking forward at it. They make little accessories for the monitors that will clip those papers up there. So if you're having to do data entry and read off of paper, put it up on your, like right next to your monitor again to keep your head in a forward neutral position. And that's some of the stuff that you can do today that will really help reduce the strain on your neck over time. You should start to notice less headaches, less eye strain if you bring that monitor to you because you're not having to strain your head forward and your eyes 8 hours a day looking at those screens. Another big thing is just take breaks throughout the day. I'm not talking about every 30 minutes getting up and taking a 15-minute break. You know, I don't think your job would like that too much. But every 30 minutes, get up for 30 seconds. Get up for a minute and just move. You know, move your head around, roll your shoulders back, bend down, touch your toes, lean back. Give your posture, give those muscles that are designed to support your neck and your back a chance to rest, a chance to relax, and get out of those prolonged static positions. You know, I get it. We all get in those times at work where we start in the morning and we're getting, you know, engulfed in a project and we look up and it's 1 o'clock and we haven't moved. If we can avoid that on a routine basis, you're going to have such a better time with back pain and with neck pain because you're not subjecting your body to having those amounts of strain for that amount of time. It's kind of like, PJ, if I ask you to lift a 5-pound weight, you'd probably do that pretty easily a lot of times. But if I ask you to hold that 5-pound weight in your hand, you know, at a 90-degree angle for 4 hours, those 5 pounds get pretty heavy after about 10 minutes, 20 minutes. That's the same thing we're asking of those muscles in our neck and our back is, okay, well, I'm going to sit for 4 hours with my head leaned forward. That puts a lot of strain on those muscles in the back of your neck. And over time, they'll just fatigue out, and then you're going to put all that strain on those discs in your neck, on those small little joints in your neck, and that's how this stuff builds up over time.
Dr. Ben McMillan is our guest from the Neil Clinic. If you have questions, 850-437-1620. Yeah. What's next?
All right. So I had a question in the clinic the other day, and I thought I'd address it today, about wearing posture braces. I don't know if you've seen any of these things online. There's always people marketing these gizmos and gadgets to help, you know, with your neck pain. You know, this massager will cure all your neck pain. This brace will make sure that you have perfect posture. And this was a guy that was working, again, in a tech position. He's on the Geek Squad at Best Buy, and he has a lot of computer work to do. And he said, hey, I saw this thing that's supposed to help be a posture corrector. It's a brace. What do you think about wearing those? Well, it's not ideal. Can it help put your body in the correct position? Maybe. Again, our body, all you have to do is look around, right? Our bodies come in all different shapes and sizes. So how do we know that you're going to set this brace up for the proper way that it should for you versus your neighbor versus your mom or your dad? They're going to sell the same brace to everybody, first of all. The second problem with that is you're now putting the muscles in a position where we're not building up endurance and strength to hold your body in that position. You're solely relying on this brace to hold your shoulders back or keep your, I don't know how you keep your head back, but that's another big component of it. Most of the time there are things that go around your chest to kind of hold your shoulders back and stop them from rounding forward. But it's kind of like if your car's out of alignment and it's you're driving and it just constantly veers to the right. Well, yeah, sure, you can just turn your steering wheel way to the left to make sure you're going straight down the highway all day. We know you haven't fixed anything. You didn't fix your car's alignment by holding your steering wheel left to make sure you go straight. We know you've got an issue somewhere. And if you don't address that, that car is just going to get worse and worse. Well, it's the same kind of thing with these braces. You're just relying on that brace and not really fixing the problem. You're just covering it up and you're allowing those muscles, again, to not strengthen themselves, to not improve at all. They're actually going to get weaker and weaker because you're telling your body, hey, I've got this brace that I'm going to use. These muscles can just relax in this position. So again, the muscles that were already tight are going to remain that way. The muscles that are weak are just going to get weaker. So I would not recommend using these posture braces for, you know, trying to keep your body in a good position. Another big thing that really contributes to this is something called text to neck. You know, over the last 20 years, the rise in the use of smartphones, tablets, the amount of time we spend each day looking down at these devices is incredible. I mean, my iPhone now gives me a screen time report, and I'm sure everybody out there, if you look at that, I mean, it's hours every week that mm-hmm. we're spending on these things. And if you're, again, head straight down, that phone's in your lap, that's going to cause some problems. You need to make sure and hold that thing up at eye level. These phones are not heavy. If you hold your phone up at eye level and your arm starts to get tired, it's probably time to take a break from the smartphone anyway. Put that thing down. Don't just drop it down into your lap and bend your head forward, because it's not an if. Again, it's a when these issues are going to arise. It's this downward degenerative spiral that will start to occur. So bring that phone up to eye level. That's a really big one. And then same thing. Make sure we're rolling our shoulders back. Do these stretches throughout the day. There's one exercise in particular. It's called a chin tuck, where you kind of bring your chin back, almost like you're making a double chin. You're not looking up, but it's like you're bringing your head backwards over your shoulders. That's a really good exercise to help strengthen the muscles in the back of your neck. I also want you to kind of roll your shoulders back and then bring your shoulder blades together. And squeeze right there. If you hold that for about 5 seconds, you'll slowly start to build up strength in those shoulders to help keep your shoulders back and down, as opposed to having them in that rounded forward position. That's another really good exercise you can do today to start to help that process and avoid those silent strain conditions that will happen. Because what happens is these small muscle strains lead to inflammation. Poor posture is going to place these pressure on those muscles, particularly in your neck and shoulders. And when we overwork those muscles, they become strained, and your body's going to respond with this inflammatory process. It's going to slowly start to cause these micro tears because of that poor posture, and eventually that's going to lead to pain and discomfort. When those muscles become weak in your back and they're really tight up in your front and your chest, it's going to slowly start to pull on the joints. That's how those joints become out of alignment. And over time, as this starts to set in, that's the areas that we're going to see are going to build up more arthritic change. That's the areas where you're going to start to have nerve compression, where you're going to get some of those ridiculous symptoms, some of the numbness and tingling down your arms or into your hands. That, you know, if you're getting that pain shooting down your arm, that's not a problem in your arm. That's most likely a neck problem. Well, PJ's giving me that sign that I'm almost running out of time today. I really appreciate all of you that texted in. I apologize I didn't get to all of you, but I will write them down and get to you guys next time. Again, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm the owner of the Neil Clinic. We're located on Creighton Road, right across the street from the Walmart. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. Our website is neilclinic.com, nealclinic.com. Find us online. Go to Facebook, Neil Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. PJ, I really appreciate you having me on the Pensacola Expert panel again. Hope everybody has a great week.
One more text, and it's a shout out to Dr. Ben McMillan. Discovered him 5+ years ago. Best customer service.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. PJ, you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.